So it's official, we're back in recession. That's what the experts are telling us. We want to hear from you today about what this all means to you. It's a pretty boring title, isn't it? Back in double dip recession. But tell you what, it's not boring what it actually means. It means that how much are you struggling? It means how much of this impact are you actually feeling in your daily lives? Because as prices go up and wages are frozen, your job's under threat, maybe you've lost your job, it would be really good to hear from you. You know, I look at the price of petrol and it astonishes me. I look at it and I think, is that actually, you know, sometimes you drive past and it doesn't sink in. I saw something 151p a litre the other day. Near keeled over. Economist John Simpson with us this morning. Morning to you, John.
Good morning, Stephen. I'm glad I don't take responsibility for all the things you've just been talking about.
Good to talk to you. And we've got businessman Connor Devine. Morning to you, Connor.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Your company advises householders and businesses struggling with debt. John, let's start with you. Tell us what this actually means.
Well, the short answer is we in Northern Ireland know very well that we've been living through a recession. It's been there, been growing now, and been with us for the last, what, we're now talking about 3 to 4 years, and we're actually now looking for the moment when we come out of it. Then I go on to say, yesterday's little figure is really a blip. It doesn't prove anything one way or the other for two reasons. One, we don't have a Northern Ireland figure, but no, let's not cheat on that. It is a national figure. It is a difference of 0.2 of 1% in the statistician's estimates, of what they think's been happening in the last 3 months. I'm more comfortable with a statement that says, by and large, the British economy has been flatlining, and we're now not very sure whether it's a fractional decrease or maybe the scope for recovery. But the short answer is we're not seeing improvement. What we would really be looking for if the economy was recovering, we'd be saying, has it grown by 1 or 2% a year, not 0.2 of 1%.
Yeah, but John, so you're playing the statistical significance of this down.
Putting it in perspective.
Okay.
It's a serious human problem.
Fair enough.
You're dead right to emphasise
that. But surely, John, perception and market sentiment is everything. And so when you're talking about recession, am I right in saying that means that the people in the economy actually lose more confidence, and confidence is what makes things either tick or not tick?
That is an important thing, Stephen, in terms of talking the economy up or talking it down. And you'll frequently get ministers in government who say, don't talk the economy down. And to some extent, I understand their difficulty, and you're understanding it by saying it is a perception. But the short answer is we know we have a serious situation. We actually now need to know that we have a set of arrangements which are going to make things better as time goes by. Is the economic strategy for the Assembly, for the government, is it going to swing into play? Now, let's look at this in sections. Northern Ireland's manufacturing sector, the people employed in manufacturing, have been doing rather better than the whole economy. It's interesting, we've been picking up export orders. And that then, you go into other sectors and you say, and the farming community has had a reasonably good period with reasonably good prices. Don't forget, increases in food prices very often works through to mean that farmers get higher incomes, although they're a bit worried at the moment about milk prices. The real threat still is how we adjust the public sector to make it more realistic in terms of the private sector. The private sector in Northern Ireland, I think, in total, and I'm averaging and I know that I'm guilty of generalisation, the private sector is by and large holding its own. There's some evidence that the profitability of the private sector in Northern Ireland hasn't deteriorated as much as the recession might have justified. Firms have been holding on, have been making efficiency savings, and by and large they keep going. So we are now in a situation where for the rest of 2012, what is the impact going to be of government trying to pull around the strategy? And equally, what is the impact of the fact that government won't have any more? We've heard this on the other early morning programs. Government doesn't have money to spend to offset the changes in the benefits structure. Those are problems we will face with as this year goes on. And that becomes the human touch. You're going to say, yes, somebody somewhere is going to get a smaller amount of benefit as a result of the changes. And you can't deny we are now in a situation where as a society we need to take a much more humanitarian interest.
And Connor Devine, for those people who think to themselves, you know, how bad is it? How do you think this is actually affecting them in their daily lives?
Well, the first thing I want to say, Stephen, I'm going to bow to John's statistical knowledge in this, but I mean, whenever I seen the news yesterday and I flashed up that we're now technically back in recession, you know, I didn't stay too long with the television. So, you know, as far as I can see, in the last 2 years, been in this debt restructuring business, and we've never been out of recession in Northern Ireland.
Exactly.
There's a major, major issue that a lot of your listeners are facing today, and that is the debt overhang. There's far too much debt in the households, and the bottom line is that people cannot pay their bills, they can't pay their mortgages, and largely speaking, there's too much consumer debt floating around the system. And my view is that until we sort this debt problem, Northern Ireland won't come out of recession, in my view. We need to sort the debt problem, and that's something that we try to do with what we're doing day in, day out.
08459 555 678. How can people then, if they're at the very edge, Conor, what do they do now?
Well, I'll be totally honest with you. You know, people are living day to day, Stephen. People don't know. You know, they can't see the wood from the trees, largely speaking, because of this debt problem. You know, if you can't pay your mortgage, what happens is you go into arrears, and then you get a number of letters from the lender, either a local bank or an institution. And, you know, the difficulty that I have, you know, personally with this issue is it's not just a financial problem. It's the other problems that's related to this devastating debt issue, which is marital problems, health problems. You know, there's a range of problems that's now affecting us, not only financial, which is, from a human perspective, is more important than any financial disaster, from my point of view. So that's something that I think has gone very quiet. You know, there's nobody really talking about it. You know, the health problems, the marital problems, all the other problems that's associated with this overhanging debt situation. You know, if you bought a house, for example, in the last 5 to 10 years, certainly in the last 5 to 6 years, you know, there's a really good chance that that house isn't worth the same amount of money as it was when you bought it.
Tell me about it. I've lost a fortune.
You're probably down a few quid, Stephen, but, you know, the reality is most people got involved in the property market. You know, there's not any of your listeners there today, they know one person that bought another house as a buy-to-let investment. The likelihood is that's the case. Now, how do you pay off that debt? If you bought a house for 200 grand 3 years ago and it's now worth 120, there's a serious problem there. Then bring in your economic indicators and your economic situation. Household income is down. That's largely, you know, accepted. So if your household income's down and your mortgage hasn't moved, how are you going to pay it? You can't. So how do you deal with that? Well, you have to go in and speak to the lender and try and restructure the situation and salvage what you can. And that's something that we try and do. And thankfully, we've been doing it successfully for the last 15 months. But it's not easy. You know, it's very difficult. But the message that I would want to get out there is that, you know, no matter what the problem is, you can always attack the problem and try and make it good. You know, we've had a lot of very, very difficult and sad cases. But, you know, you have to dust yourself down and get on with it.